I hold this flower beneath her nose. It should smell as sweet as a rose. She said, I threatened that the rose.
For a rose like such, I'd probably go with a rose.
Went I to the tailor for to buy some clothing of the latest style, which at the time were tights and pointy boots. They had some really tight tights and some very pointy boots. I said to the hairdresser, cut my hair.
Cut it like the page boys wear, just a straight line across the brow. Get some ruler and some scissors to it for you now. It's a very much look if you're trying to woo a lady.
Wow.
Then I needed a horse, so I went to the stables and stable man, would I be able to hire a horse from which to woo a lady?
Sire, there are two things that I must see. One florin and one form of picture ID.
Yes, I have no ID on me. Who even carries ID in 1353?
I make this number rules.
Cozy. I wove a really quick tapestry and hired a horse, a really big horse. I hired a huge, massive horse to impress the lady. Over a hilltop, a lady I did view, and I knew exactly what I must do. The time had come for me to woo this lady. So I said, woo, 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 come on, lady, I am wooing you. I'm saying, woo, 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 woo. Which they call the rose, and I hold this rose right beneath your nose. I have a very big horse and the finest clothes. All of these things I do to woo you, lady.
The horse is big, the tights are hard, but the hairdo's a little 1351.
Thank you. Ha 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 ha!